Okay, yesterday we started general rules of bracha rishayna. We're discussing that if you eat without a bracha, you're stealing from Hashem because Hashem owns the world, and He gives it to us by through making a bracha. And even though you can make a shahakol and everything, b'diavad, but l'chatchila you're not allowed to do that. You have to learn the brachas that you have to make. Okay, next thing over here is like this: the thing that you make a bracha on, whether it's to eat, drink, or to smell for that matter, you have to hold it in your right hand. If you're left-handed, obviously you hold it in your left hand. Why? Because you want to show what you're making the bracha on. And before you start making a bracha, you have to know, number one, to whom you're making a bracha, to Hashem, what the bracha means. And you need to know what the bracha is. Before you start making, you don't make bracha to Hashem, First, you have to know what the bracha is, and then you start making the bracha. Now, what happens if somebody made a bracha, but the food, he wasn't holding it in his hand or her hand? So the din is like this. If the fruit is in front of you, the food is in front of you, even if you didn't hold it, but the yaved, it's good, you don't have to make another bracha. Best is to hold it in your hand. If not, if it's in front of you, then you don't have to make another bracha. But what happens, you're about to go take something from the refrigerator, so you're going to take an apple from the fridge, and you make a bracha, and then you go open the fridge and take out the apple. Then you have to make a new bracha. Because the first bracha that you said was in vain, because the thing that you're making the bracha on at least has to be in front of you. Preferable, it has to be in your hand. What happens if somebody took something in their hand, food or drink, they made a bracha on it, and before they were able to eat or to drink it, it fell out of their hand? You're taking a cup of juice, you make a shahakol, and before you drink, it slips out of your hand, or the food slips out of your hand. So if it depends what the din is, if it's still edible, you know, like an apple fell on the floor, you pick it up and wipe it off, and then you can take a bite of it and make a bracha. But what happens if you spilled a cup of or drink? You can't lick it off the floor. Or if you had something to eat and it fell on the floor, it's not edible anymore. So then the din is like this. If the food that you were eating was another part of it. Okay, let's take a simple example. You took a cup of orange juice. The container's in front of you on the table. You pour a cup full of orange juice. You make a shahakol on the orange juice. The cup falls out of your hand. You obviously, that's it. So if the orange juice that you made in the cup is still in front of you, meaning there's orange juice in front of you, and you were planning to drink more, so then you don't have to make a new bracha. You just take from the container, quickly pour it into your cup, and then it's good. But stam, the bracha is only, if you didn't think I'm going to have more orange juice, you thought you're only going to have one cup of orange juice, and it fell out of your hand, that's it. If you're going to take another cup of orange juice, you have to make a bracha. Obviously, you say Baruch Shem. Anytime there's a bracha in vain, you say Baruch Shem, Kved Malchus Aleinu Avod. But in this case, because normally we assume what you're holding in your hand, what you're making a bracha, is what you're planning to eat. But if you know you're going to have a few cups or a few grapes or whatever, so then it's not a problem. What? Yeah, even if it's longer, as long as you don't talk. But that's the next thing over here is, what? But a different shahakol than... No, it's not going to work.
No commingling?
Huh?
No commingling.
No, first of all, there's another din. Food and drink don't combine. I mean, for a first bracha, it does. Like if you're eating chocolate and orange juice, and you make a shahakol on one of the two, you don't have to make another bracha on the other one. But as far as an after bracha goes, it doesn't combine. For instance, if you had to make a bracha achrein on a drink, you need to have a revius, which is like 3 ounces, right? So what happens if I have 2 ounces of orange juice and let's say in order to make an after brach on chocolate, you need a kazayis of chocolate, an ounce of chocolate. So what happens if I'm having 2 ounces of juice and half an ounce of chocolate. So together, really, I have the proper amount. But I can't make an after bracha. There's a din later, we'll learn. There's a lot of details in that din. But if somebody had, let's say, half a kazayis of cake and half a kazayis of chocolate, together it's food and it makes a kazayis. The problem is, the after bracha on cake is ala michya. The after bracha on chocolate is shahakum. So what do? I had a half a kazayis of cake. I have a half a kazayis of apple or chocolate or whatever. So then the din is, you make the lesser of them, which means you make a bur nefashis. Okay, you make a bur nefashis because they can't make ala michya, because they didn't have enough to make ala michya. But the mezainis is good enough to combine to the apple or to the chocolate that I should be able to say at least the berry nefashos.
The previous case was chocolate and apple, if you have half a kazayis.
No, apple juice. Well, no, I'm saying if you have a half a kazayis of apple, half a kazayis of chocolate, you do make a bracha achrein. Yeah. I'm just saying about if you had a half a kazayis of drink, half a revias of drink. And half a kazayis.
What? The bracha for the drink is also shekel. And half the bracha is going to purchase.
Yeah.
You can't be.
Food and drink don't. If I had a half a kazayis of an apple and half a revius of juice, I cannot make an after bracha.
Why don't they mix?
Because halachically, food and drink don't mix. And a lot of dinim, they don't mix. They don't mix in Hilchos Yom Kippur. If somebody eats half the shear of liquid and half the shear of food, they're not chai for eating on Yom Kippur. There's a lot of din. The eichel and mashka are not mitzdarif when it comes to eating or to brachas or to shiurim or things like that.
But if you say bracha and then they correct you, like for orange juice.
And they do what?
Like somebody says, no, it is this.
What do you mean? Pieces, it's all right.
It's highest.
No.
So when you say shakol, and then somebody says, no, it's not.
Well, if you didn't correct yourself immediately, shahakol is good. Shakol is good for anything. In other words, orange juice without pulp is shahakol. Orange juice with pulp, because there's pieces of orange in it, that's the definition of pulp. So then you make ha'etz, because there's still pieces of oranges in it. Now, if somebody by mistake made a shahakol on orange juice with pulp, it's still good because shahakol is good for everything. So if somebody said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lokeinu Melech Haolam, shahakol nibedvar bei pri ha'etz, he could do that. That's fine. Because it's within the amount of time it takes to say 3 words. Shalom Alech HaRebbe. But if by mistake somebody made a shahakol, started drinking, somebody says, oh yeah, it has pulp, then so it's a eitz.
No, lemonade.
With pieces of lemon are a eitz. Just like orange juice with pulp is a eitz.
It's only there to give you taste.
Yeah.
So if you squeeze a lemon in a bucket of...
It depends. If there's pieces of lemon in it, then you're making a eitz on the lemon.
But you just want the water.
So what? So what? The whole thing is lemon. Why don't you make a eitz on lemon juice? It's from a lemon. Why don't you make very fresh?
Because that's not the use, so you don't need it.
What do you mean that's not the
you
use?
You don't drink, you don't need lemon.
No. Because anytime you make a liquid out of something besides wine and oil, it becomes degraded a level. Okay? So therefore, really, orange juice, apple juice, whatchamacallit, lemonade, shiitake be eitz or whatever it is. It's not, because the juice is not as prominent as the fruit. But here when you have pieces of lemon or pieces of orange, that is the fruit.
But that's not the reason why I'm not allowed.
It doesn't matter why you're drinking it. If a guy wants to eat an apple because he doesn't want somebody else to have it. He hates apples. I'm asking you a question. The guy hates apples. The only reason he's eating it that you shouldn't get it. You make a bracha or not? Yes. Yeah, because that's the din shchna. No, because mezainis is always ikar. Unless if it's there for color or to hold it together. I understand, but as long as the oatmeal is still there for taste, it's mezainis. That's the din of mezainis. We're not talking here about mezainis. It's a different din completely.
What? Is only there to give taste.
It doesn't matter. Pieces, what bracha do you make on pieces of lemon? What bracha do you make on pieces of lemon?
Good example, because it's always there to give taste.
Shouldn't oatmeal be halamadol?
What?
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal, no, it's like flour.
Pieces of lemon in your salad,
there's no pieces in oatmeal.
If you find pieces of lemon in your vegetable salad, you don't say hi to that. It's only there to give taste.
That's because the ikar. No, that's because the ikar, halachically, is the vegetables, not the hates.
And here the water is the ikar.
No, it's not. It's lemon. All lemonade. It's coming from the lemon. The habracha really should be hates. Okay. Now, when a person makes a bracha, they have to make sure that they shouldn't break between their bracha and the eating longer than it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, which is called Teich Kedei Dibur. But there is a very interesting machlekes. The Taz holds that Teich Kedei Dibur is four words. Shalom Alecha Rebbe Meiri. The Magen Avraham and most opinions say that no, it's Shalom Alecha Rebbe, which is obviously a quarter of the time. A quarter less. So therefore like this, you shouldn't wait. Not do, but if you did, as long as you didn't talk, then you don't have to make a new bracha. Now, not only that, and this is a din that a lot of people either don't know, let's be done with tafschos, they don't know the din. When you make a bracha on something, you make a bracha on a piece of cake, and you put the piece of cake in your mouth. You're not allowed to talk until you finish the first bite of cake. You're not allowed to talk until you finish the first bite of cake. After you finish the first bite of cake, then you could do it. Many times, people, there's another din, it's connected, interconnected. Let's say you're going to have a cake and orange juice, or coffee, your cake and coffee. So you make a mezainis on the cake, and you take a bite, and ready, you want to start drinking the coffee. So while the first bite is in your mouth, you're already making a shahako to drink the coffee. You're not allowed to. Number one, when you make a bracha, your mouth has to be empty. Secondly, you're not allowed to talk. In fact, there are opinions, we don't paskin like that, but there are opinions that want to say that if you put a sucking candy in your mouth, so when do you finish the first bite? When you finish the candy. But the we don't paskin like that. Most paskin. That as soon as you get the first taste of the candy, then you're allowed to talk. Yeah.
What's considered the first bite? You swallow everything in the mouth?
Everything that you put in the mouth. That means if you're dying to talk, or you're dying to drink something right away, you put a small piece in your mouth. But if you put a big piece, whatever you put into your mouth, whatever has to be swallowed before you're allowed to talk.
Why is that? Why isn't it sufficient to just...
Because you're still in the middle of the bracha. So you're allowed to talk before you do the mitzvah. You make a bracha, so you have to have an anah. What is anah? That you're making the bracha on what you put into your mouth.
The first straw.
No, because you have to finish. The bracha is everything you're putting into the mouth.
You still have crumbs in the mouth.
No, we're not talking about slight crumbs. We're talking about... Okay. Machat shin is a ma'at 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 I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do that.